When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Today could be one for the history books in New York City, and yes, we're talking about the weather. What are we looking at, Joe?
We're looking at record-breaking warmth, that record being 87 from way back in 1941. And with some sunshine and a gusty southwest breeze, I think we'll do yesterday's high of 87 one better. But wait, we're not done yet. It looks like another day of record-challenging warmth tomorrow. Upper 80s, some places could hit 90. The record tomorrow is probably a little out of reach at 92. But the fact that I got to mention it shows you how warm this air mass is. Even Friday will still be near 80 degrees, but there'll be more clouds and maybe a shower and thunderstorm around. Much cooler weather moves in for the weekend and early next week. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Today's the day thousands of building workers in the city are expected to authorize a strike if they don't strike a deal with the Realty Advisory Board. Ahead of that, Mayor Mamdani will join the cause by joining a rally this afternoon on the Upper East Side.
They're watching real estate go up while they fall behind.
We have 5 days left and we have not made agreements on any of the significant things that we will need.
That's Manny Pastorish, Local 32BJ president. He says building maintenance staff eating crumbs from the real estate board. Now the REB's proposal cuts costs, has workers paying for health care with no pay or pension boosts, and it's all pushing them to the picket line.
In our mind, it's easy. They need to make a wage proposal that just keeps up with the cost of living, keeps up with food, with transportation, and ironically, keeps up with rent.
Yeah, he says striking wasn't the goal, but they need change, and their tenants fully backing them. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A New Yorker pleads guilty to using a bogus investment scheme to rip off thousands of dollars from six local food delivery workers. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says 42-year-old Mauricio Sevilla promised profit sharing via a new delivery app called Time for Comida. Once he got the money, the app never materialized and he ghosted the investors. As part of a deal, he pleaded guilty. He's got to pay back the $7,500 and will have the fraud charge reduced if he stays out of trouble for a year and a half. There's an arrest in an arson spree in Queens.
Police say the suspect, 36-year-old Shaniqua Fort, was known for roaming the streets of the neighborhood in Maspeth where the fires were set. Councilman Phil Wong said these incidents point out the need for more mental health outreach.
We need a plan and we need a citywide implementations of caseworkers and counselors that can offer help.
He commended the quick actions of the FDNY and NYPD.
Otherwise, she would be walking down Grand Avenue and set fires to more buildings.
Police do not believe the alleged arsons are hate crimes. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's 3 to 9 years behind bars for 42-year-old Skobori Stora. He was convicted of several hate crimes in Manhattan between September 2023 and March of 24. Prosecutors say Stora randomly assaulted a white 17-year-old boy, elbowed another woman in the shoulder, punched a TikTok influencer in the face, and yelled anti-Semitic remarks at a Jewish couple. All of the victims received full orders of protection. We're getting new details from Mayor Mamdani on how the new city-run grocery store set for East Harlem is going to work. He says the city would own the land and fund both the construction and major overhead costs. With no rent to pay, that reduces operating costs that are usually passed down to shoppers. In addition,
the city will subsidize a core set of staples. A private operator will run the store, but they answer to the standards that the city will set. These standards include requirements that at our stores, bread will be cheaper, eggs will be cheaper, grocery shopping will no longer be an unsolvable equation. The exact price points will be put forward over the course of this procurement process. However, the intent and something that we will fulfill is that New Yorkers will be able to recognize the price differential. It won't just be something that's incidental.
This 9,000-square-foot site near La Marqueta in East Harlem is not expected to open until 2029. It is a not guilty plea from the accused moped getaway driver in the stray bullet fatal shooting of a 7-month-old in East Williamsburg.
As cameras were rolling inside of Brooklyn Criminal Court, Matthew Rodriguez kept his head hung low, kept shaking his head no, with his eyes glued to the floor as prosecutors allege that he's a flight risk, say he tampered with his moped license plate and fled to Pennsylvania. His attorney requesting to the judge that he stay in protective custody until his next court appearance on June 10th. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez sat in the second row.
He assisted by driving him. He assisted by taking off after the shooting. He assisted because after the crash, he picked up the firearm.
Prosecutors also say that Rodriguez went from Brooklyn to the Bronx before taking off to Pennsylvania, where he was eventually captured. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of Brooklyn Criminal Court.
The Mamdani administration now thinking about adding a two-way protected bike lane along 72nd Street. That would reduce the number of car lanes from 4 to 2. The path will also have a connection through Central Park. The plan was presented to a West Side community board last night. A presentation for the East Side is expected in the fall. 3 Glen Cove volunteer firefighters honored for saving terrified tenants from a burning building.
It's not something you expect to wake up to at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're looking at a mother holding her 6-year-old child out the window.
Glen Cove firefighter Rodney Leftwich says he quickly put the ladder on the side of the apartment building to rescue the 6-year-old girl.
Never seen anything like that.
Chief Justin Valio then rescued her mother.
So there was a lot going on all at the same time.
Inside, Glen Cove assistant chief Philip Grella said he only had a water can in his hand putting out the fire, but managed to rescue 3 others.
I had them crawl behind me. Fire in the hallway relit itself, so I put it out again.
Thankfully, no one was seriously hurt. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
This was Billy Crystal in 700 Sundays.
Long Beach back then was a sleepy little beach town, about 10,000 people in the winter and 4 or 5 million in the summer. All of them jamming our beautiful beaches and our 3 miles of boardwalk with our small-scale amusement park rides. That's our terrifying roller coaster. It's 3 feet off the ground.
Now the comic icon is coming back for another one-man Broadway show. 860 is about losing his home in the recent Palisades fire out in California. 860 is part of the address of the house in which he lived for 46 years. The show will run at the Schubert Theater for a limited 12-week engagement this fall. Previews begin in October.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.